You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading these podcasts. I'm glad you are interested to hear me weigh in on your questions, topics of interest, news, and information I am compelled to bring to you. Did you know that March is National Nutrition Month? And National Nutrition Month is all about the food. The food we eat. And I know you've heard the adage that you are what you eat, right? We've heard that all of our lives. And of course, buying organic produce free of pesticide residues, seeking out grass-fed beef, pastured eggs, natural pork, free-range chicken, all of that kind of thing. We are what we eat, and it's best to seek out all of that, better food quality. But if we are what our food eats, and you know we are what we eat eats, Dr. Hoffman likes to say that, and it's true. If we are what our food eats, we're only as healthy as the soil that that food is grown in, that the animal is eating. This is important information. So we have to make sure that the soil is healthy. And that's why the advent of regenerative agriculture has been expanding over the previous couple of decades at least. So dirt, the soil, is a critical part of the health of the food that we are actually eating, that the animals that we are actually eating. There is an expanding body of research on this idea, demonstrating that the health-promoting properties of our food, they are inextricably tied to the health of the soil. Soil is not a dead medium. When we treat it with care and respect it as we should do nature, it's a vibrant and complex ecology of fungi, bacteria, and other living things. And everything growing in it and eating from it is healthier, and that includes us. You know, our conventional industrial farming operations, the soil is too often treated like dirt, as we say, right? Now, common practices, the use of synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, right? Glyphosate, Roundup, synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, tilling the soil and leaving soil bare for much of the year. It fundamentally changes the quality of the soil and what's grown in it. That means the nutritional value of much of the fruits and vegetables that we eat today, the nutritional value is as little as 5, but as much as 40% lower than that of the same produce that was grown 50, 60, 70 years ago. And if you ever needed a compelling reason to at least take a multivitamin as well as some other nutrients that you need to be taking, this is why. Our produce is as much as 40% deficient in the standard micronutrients that would normally exist, say, in a carrot, in an apple, in that cabbage. And this is a problem. In a study published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, they looked at nutritional data from 1950 and 1999 for 43 different vegetables and fruits. This was done way back 20 years ago in 2004, this study. So they looked at data from 1950 and 1999 for 43 different vegetables and fruits. And what the researchers found? Apparent statistically reliable declines, quote unquote, in the amount of protein, calcium, phosphorus, iron, riboflavin, and vitamin C across the foods that were studied over those years. This is significant. Now, British researchers, they conducted a similar analysis in the year 2021, finding that the amounts of iron, copper, magnesium, and other nutrients in vegetables and fruits had declined between the years 1940 and the years 2019. Meanwhile, their water content increased. Scientists think that these nutrient losses stem from conventional farming's reliance on synthetic fertilizers and plant cultivars bred for high yields instead of for nutrient quality, as well as many practices that deplete soil health. Hey, I haven't tasted a good tomato since 1976. I know I just dated myself. I turn 60 next week. But honest to goodness, I've not tasted a good tomato. I've even gone to the heirloom farms and things like, I'm just not finding a great tasting tomato. Anyway, I digress. Let me come back. So fortunately, other research suggests that more ecosystem-friendly farming can help plants regain their nutritional bounty. A 2014 paper published in the British Journal of Nutrition summarizes the results of 343 peer-reviewed studies that showed significantly higher levels of phytonutrients in crops raised organically. A conclusion that suggests organic farming supports soil health better than industrial techniques do. And you know yourself, when you go get your produce from the local farmer, as opposed to what you're finding conventionally, say at the grocery store, the taste is different. That cucumber tastes fresher from your local organic farm, right? All of it. And in a study published in 2007, scientists at the University of California, Davis, compared levels of flavonoids, phytonutrients that protect against cardiovascular disease, cancer, dementia, in tomatoes raised organically for 10 years with those raised conventionally during the same time period. They found that the organic tomatoes had much higher levels of two important flavonoids, quercetin and camphorol, than the conventionally grown tomatoes. Now, this research is especially interesting because the organic plots produced similar yields to the conventional fields, debunking the notion that farmers must sacrifice quantity for quality. And by the way, I'm plucking these beautiful pearls from this article called The World Beneath Our Feet by Kristen Olson. So another potential nutrient provided by healthy soils full of microorganisms is L-ergothionine. Ergo, let's call it ergo, E-R-G-O. Some refer to this antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory amino acid, as the longevity vitamin for its potential to stem the chronic diseases of aging. In a study from 2021, scientists from Penn State University showed that the intensive tillage of industrial agriculture decreases the concentration of ergo, E-R-G-O, in three different crops. That's why this industrial agriculture is so dangerous, is such a detriment. All this intensive tillage. Many farmers who start their careers with an industrial mindset discover that it leaves their land less resilient and often less productive. So they turn toward, thank goodness, regenerative agriculture, a set of practices that enhance soil health. Geomorphologist David Montgomery, PhD, and biologist Anne Bickley, co-authors of What Your Food Ate, How to Heal Our Land and Reclaim Our Health, that's a book I need to get, worked on some of these farming visionaries on studies comparing food from regenerative farms with food from conventionally managed farms. They found that the regenerative farms produce crops with higher levels of phytochemicals, vitamins, and minerals. One of the studies found that the meat from animals raised on regenerative pastures, where farmers paid attention to building soil health, contained higher levels of healthy omega-3 fatty acids than meat from animals raised either conventionally or on pasture where soil health wasn't a priority. And despite mounting evidence linking healthy soil and healthy plants and showing how industrial agriculture can disrupt and destroy ecosystems, research into the connection between healthy soil and healthy humans is really still in its infancy. Now, I know that regenerative farming really started to take hold maybe in the mid-1980s. And today, across America, we have as much as 7,400 regenerative farms across our country, whereas in the 80s, it was more like 30 or 50. So it really is growing in popularity because we really need to decentralize our food systems. So some of this has to do with how new this area of research is, and some is due to a lack of financial support and the cost that's involved. Because that's why all of this is still in its infancy. It's always about follow the money. There isn't enough invested here. Most food and agricultural research is funded by companies hoping to promote their commercial farming products. So funds are not flooding in for research examining whether fewer chemical products and more knowledge of nature would benefit our agriculture and health. Healthy soil matters. There are more life forms in a teaspoon of healthy soil than there are humans on the planet. Wow. And scientists are still in the exciting early stages of discovering just how these microorganisms interrelate with plants and with us. You know, think of your own microbiome in your gut, the same as the microbiome of your farm, of your backyard, all of that. So, what has emerged from the research is evidence of an ongoing barter between plants and the soil's most minuscule residents through the solar-powered energy conversion process of photosynthesis. Plants create a sugary carbon fuel that supports their own growth, but they don't use it all. 40% or more of this fuel is streamed through their roots, delivering energy to fungi and the other microorganisms in the earth. In exchange, these microorganisms feed plants the mineral nutrients they extract from rock, sand, silt, and clay within the soil. This is a symbiotic relationship, and the relationship gets even more complicated. Just as we humans depend upon our microbiome for multiple benefits, plants rely on the soil's microbiome to help defend against pests, increase availability of nutrients, and more. Interestingly, in soils with lots of biodiversity, you'll find some microbes that are closely related to disease organisms. And these microbes don't just cause disease, but the plants produce compounds in response to them. Right? In response to them, the plant is trying to protect itself. And in doing so, they develop a robust set of defenses, just in case the microbes' disease-causing cousins come along. Not only will these plants be able to fight off disease better than those grown in depleted soil, but they can also offer a richer array of phytonutrients to the humans who eat them. Plants can't run away. So they have evolved this huge arsenal of different chemical compounds to protect them against pests, disease, and UV and water stress. Many of these chemicals and phytonutrients have been shown to have beneficial activity in human health. Let's talk about soil-friendly livestock. Grazing and foraging animals play a role in this dynamic ecology as well. The meat, eggs, and milk from animals raised on pasture are higher in nutrients than those from animals raised in confinement. Researchers tested soils in the mid-Atlantic states and found that samples from pastures were over 60% higher in organic matter than those in cropland without animals. Having those animals on the land is also the best way to build soil quality. Nature never farms without animals. This is from Didi Pursehouse, founder of the Land and Leadership Initiative and author of The Ecology of Care, Medicine, Agriculture, Money, and the Quiet Power of Human and Microbial Communities. And that's everything from earthworms up to grazing animals. That's another book I need to get. Even livestock like cattle can benefit the soil as long as they're managed in such a way as to prevent heavy grazing that kills the plants. They deposit microbe-rich urine and dung, and they cause plants to pulse carbon sugars into the soil ecosystem. There's a virtuous cycle. When animals are brought onto the land, they make the soil healthier, which makes the plants healthier, which makes the animals themselves healthier. And those health benefits are passed on to us humans. Like soil, animals and plants, humans are complex biological systems. As we seek out food that nourishes us, we would do well to consider that our health is deeply connected to the biological systems that produce it, from the ground up. Wonderful. Kristen Olson is a journalist and author of several books, including The Soil Will Save Us and Sweet in Tooth and Claw, Stories of Generosity and Cooperation in the Natural World. This is part one of The World Beneath Our Feet. Please stay tuned for part two, 7 Ways to Find Food Grown from Good Soil, and the conventional farming practices that harm the soil, and why a definitive change is right now a part of our great awakening. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.